you know, the bottom line is that you either make available to your employees or your leadership teams or your staff and pay up front, kind of like a wellness check, or you pay for those crises with intervention and firing and hiring and retraining. And that tends to be more expensive than doing some wellness ahead of time. And it makes your employees or your leadership teams feel empowered to be better people. And they start looking at you and saying, my boss cares about me. My pastor cares about me. My leader cares about me. Another shameless plug. Okay. Developing and keeping healthy marriages, families, churches, businesses, organizations takes time and thoughtful energy. It is not always fun, but it can be, and very rewarding. The DISC tip for the day is that leaders are not just one behavioral style. We tend to think that high D is the leader. And I will say that, boy, bear with me. Even our heritage has kind of contributed this a little bit. In our Amish, Mennonite, Anabaptist heritage, we kind of think of that very dominant, direct male as being the true spiritual leader, okay? And those males that are more passive, maybe they're not as spiritual. I might be exaggerating. Please, bear with me on this one. But to make a point, they're just not quite as valuable. Does that ring a bell? Yeah? And then we also have said that women in their rightful spiritual role are quiet and submissive and hardworking. And just what if they're high D? They get quite the labels of being bossy. And boy, you know who wears the pants in that home. All right. But we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I strongly believe that God didn't create us to confuse us and then to try to get us to try to be somebody that we just simply cannot be. Okay. So, a D can be a leader. Somebody strong in D can be a leader. Someone strong in I can be a leader. Someone strong in S can be a leader. Someone strong in C can be a leader. News to all of us, right? Well, but to be effective leaders, we need to know who we are and who we're not, and who we need to bring along beside us to be effective. I'll give an example. If I have a dinner appointment with somebody whom I'm really uncomfortable with, and I don't know what to say, I don't know them very well, I'm uncomfortable. But guess what? I can bring my husband along. I won't have to say a word. I'll learn a lot. That's an exaggeration, too. But it is learning who we are and who we are not. And capitalizing on that. God made us to need each other. Okay? For leaders the age of Ellis and Rita, those of us approaching retirement age, we need to be aware enough to know that we no longer have it all. We're not as hip as we used to be, if we even were. What was that? We may need to get out of the way. Sometimes stepping down is actually stepping up. Wow. In our marriage, with our family, and in the business, we better be sharing our stories, making good memories, having important and maybe difficult conversations so that we end well. I can't emphasize enough for you to take a look at page 10 on your disc and to just again look at how we tend to look at people that are different than us. Because we are wired differently, we need to be aware of our tendency to view others with judgment and prejudice. We operate that we are right and others are an impediment to our way. What if we all know that everyone is inherently good people and they really want the best for us? What if we believed that everybody is inherently not bad? What if we operated from the premises that others have the best in mind for us rather than trying to take advantage of us? And now my Johari window. By the way, Johari, what does that mean? Well, it was developed in 1955 by a Joe and a Harry. That's how insignificant the name is. So, my blind spot. Just think in terms of yesterday, I lowered the shade, and you all know more. I disclosed to you some of my hidden areas. Okay? So this shade has come down. All right? I have disclosed, and you know more about me. You know more about me just by me being around. I know more about you by interacting with you. But I can't know more about myself that I can't see. How am I going to decrease my blind spots? I can't see it. What do you see that I don't? Well, at one of my last hair appointments, I was remarking on how I was surprised with the way she cut my hair in the back. And she said, "Oh, yeah, right. On your left side, you have a cowlick, and on your right side, you have a flat spot." I'm 61 years old. Who knew? Don't go looking. A junior in high school, the choir director asked for volunteers for a solo at the Christmas concert. I volunteered and felt so good that someone else volunteered me too. We each jury taped the solo, and then the director played them in the classroom for a class unanimous vote. Listening, I knew mine wasn't the best performance. And so did everyone else. Self-awareness. I didn't get the solo. And here's where I would put in a plug for the annual employer, and peer evaluations. Everyone, employed or an employer, pastor or congregants, we have a right to know what each other's thinking. We would be better people. Pastor, what would it feel like if you got to tell the congregation what you saw the last year? And how, what could be improved for the vision and the mission of the church? What it would be like if all of the congregants could tell the pastor what they're experiencing? Could they be better taken care of? This is not, I'm not plugging in for, you know, the kind of information that you're not wanting to sign your name to. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about helpful information. Peer evaluations, you know, the boss may not see what's really going on in the office. It might be helpful to know what's really going on. Several years ago, I completed a 360 review. Anybody know what that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you ask family, friends, employers, employee, other coworkers, anybody who you're interfacing with right now, information about how you're leading. Well, I learned that I can take things too personal and that I give up too easily. Man, that really hurt. I'm a high S. I'm sensitive. But then I also learned that I bring so much energy to the group. It's motivating. So that allowed me to stick with it. We need both sides. Several of you have mentioned that the disc is showing you that you are in a slump and perhaps grieving loss, and is showing that you that there might be change in relationships. You're not quite sure what to do with that. And here, I would put in a shameless plug for counselors and life coaches. They're trained, they're experienced. They have more emotional intelligence than you and I do. Now, I know there are some counselors, some therapists, and some life coaches in this room. Raise your hand. Sherry Peachy, the Showalters, and I know that Dallas Steiner's wife, Rhoda, is too. But there's people all around that are trained to help you. These skilled therapists will help you work through this time in your life with dignity and bring you to a healthier place. I know. It's a sign of weakness if you go to a therapist, right? Wow. Well, I'll just say that they saved Ellis and I's marriage. Okay. The unknown. If I don't know and you don't know, how are we going to fill that box? Let me just show you one more way. So now, let's say I have really opened up this shade. What I have done is you know a lot more about me. We've developed more trust. People are coming up and sharing about their disc, about situations in their life. There's more trust develop. The unknown is just that. We don't know. But when there is less hidden and less blind spots in our human interactions, trust is being built. And when we can trust ourselves and others, we can talk about some of those unknowns without threat. They will feel more like a safe place. We will have safe, authentic, honest, trusting relationships with our spouse, with our children, our grandchildren, families, in our churches, and our places of work. We will be healthier, more effective, more flourishing people. And then, when I need help discerning my future, or have a new grandbaby that I want to share the sheer joy of that, or when I experience loss or health change or need advice with a difficult relationship, church issues, beliefs or unbeliefs, I am surrounded with people whom I can trust, who know me and understand me and can lead me back and make me a healthier, stronger person because they have the best in mind for me. It might be as simple as, Ellis, do I look old? And Ellis, because he didn't know he was going to answer that, might say, yes, you're aging gracefully, and I won't be hurt.